Good morning. Welcome to Daily Sabbath. Today, on Thursdays this semester, we are featuring student speakers, and specifically, many of the speakers are those that worked this summer at the Gustavus Academy for Faith, Science, and Ethics. This summer, we explored themes of evolution, cancer, and reproductive medicine, all topics which have to do with the human body. And so one of our organizing ideas that we looked at was this notion of the body self, how our self and our body are connected, and how God is present with us in and through our bodies. So we're delighted that Rachel Belvedere is here today to share her body self narrative as our message. We will begin by standing and singing the hymn that was passed out. This was our theme song for the Academy this summer and was composed specifically for Gustavus. So I invite you to stand and sing in the body of Christ together.
I invite you all to pray with me. Loving God, in the busyness of this day, grant us a stillness of seeing, O God. In the conflicting voices of our heart, grant us a calmness of hearing. Let our seeing and our hearing, our words and our actions, be rooted in a silent certainty of your presence. Let our passions for life and the longings for justice that stir within us be grounded in the experience of your stillness. Let our lives be grounded in your peace, O God. Let us be rooted in the depths of your peace. Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning, everyone. When Siri first told me I had to reflect theologically on my physical body, I was stumped. I don't have crazy cool hair like Alex the Ship, and no one aspect was standing out as something to talk about. How was I going to connect something so tangible and worldly to something so transcendent and divine? Although I'm quite familiar with Siri's favorite lesson, everyone's a theologian. It was hard to feel like a theologian when talking about something so physical. As I gave it more thought, I discovered that my body could actually be an interesting jumping-off point for theological reflection, specifically with my experience playing sports. For my whole life, I've been physically active in sports. As a young kid, I tried my luck at many sports and activities like swimming and soccer and gymnastics, but none of these activities gave me as much joy and excitement as hockey and softball. Not to mention, I barely float and do a mediocre cartwheel at best. Today, I want to tell you a little bit about my experience playing sports and how I've applied this physical experience to my spiritual life. I learned to skate pretty soon after learning to walk and played hockey at Edina through my senior year. After I passed my 7-year-old phase of despising hockey, which I expressed by throwing my shin pads down the staircase at my parents, I truly fell in love with the sport. I can remember countless winter nights playing pond hockey with my brother and the neighborhood kids at the rink by my house. I remember as a 6th grader making the top team and getting super excited because I got to play with this really, really cool 7th grader. As I got older, I put myself through training to prepare for the season. I stick-handled in the basement, shot pucks in the driveway, and got up early before school every week to skate. I remember doing summer dryland with my teammates and working with my line at practice every day after school. I remember living out my dream of playing at the XL Energy Center my junior and senior years. I remember the feeling of running with my teammates through the tunnel and being greeted by a wall of fans whose cheers filled up the entire arena. All of these memories made up a substantial part of my experiences and my identity in my childhood and in high school. In college, I chose not to play varsity sports. I wanted to have more time for my academic pursuits, my other extracurriculars, relationships, and personal development. While I was confident in my decision, there were and still are many times where I struggled with its consequences. There were days when I missed training. To my surprise, I missed hearing my dryland coach yell at me to run up the last hill after a long run. I missed Z-Pass, which was my high school coach's favorite game day drill. I missed bus rides with my teammates where I'd eat bagels. I missed listening to obnoxiously loud music in the locker room to get pumped for a game. I missed the feeling of speeding down the ice on the rush. I missed celebrating with my teammates after an overtime win. These feelings were uncomfortable and hard to deal with. However, over time, I was able to accept this change in how I physically interacted with the world. Because I was no longer a varsity athlete, I had the opportunity to spend time doing other things. I learned how to work out by myself, which is really hard when you've worked out with other people your whole life. I was able to commit myself to my classes and learn about other things that I'm interested in. I was able to explore other interests such as environmental justice and interfaith work. I was able to spend more time with friends and build meaningful relationships. Now, how does this physical experience have anything to do with faith, you might ask? Well, here we go. The ability to adjust to a change in how I interacted with my physically helped me to be okay with adjusting to the changes I was also experiencing in my faith. When I first arrived at college a little over a year ago, I had what many people perceive as standard Christian beliefs about how I thought God and the world worked. God was a guy up there in the sky and sent God's son down, Jesus, to die for our sins, and believing in Jesus and God was good and results in eternal life in heaven. Now, this definitely simplifies my previous personal theology, but it gives you an idea of where I was at. Then college came. Just like how my physical experience involving sports began to change with my arrival at Gustavus, so also did my understanding of God and my own faith. Soon, I was overcome with new ideas and ways of seeing God and the world. For the first time, I seriously questioned the omnipotence of God. How could an all-powerful God allow evil things like terrorism, wars, poverty, and human trafficking? While humans see power as complete control, perhaps for God, the greatest example of power is free will. For the first time, I seriously questioned how a loving God could ignore those who don't identify as Christian. Did I really think I was able to fully understand God's means of connecting and interacting with the world and all of God's people? For the first time, I seriously questioned that guy up in the sky. Is the magnificence and divinity of God really limited by a human-constructed category such as gender? These new questions and ideas made me feel uncomfortable at first. For so long, my beliefs had been boxed in by other people's explanations and society's pressures. But with this exposure to new ideas, I was able to develop my own personal theology. I discovered that the change in my beliefs wasn't a bad thing or a lack of faith, but rather a positive opportunity for spiritual growth. Much to the dismay of my type A personality, I have not been able to come up with perfect answers to all of my questions. But I have been able to accept my questions, be okay with my personal theology, and be open to change as a good thing. Thank you.
As you go, receive this blessing. Good people, most royal greening verdancy, rooted in the sun, you shine with radiant light. In this circle of earthly existence, you shine so freely, it surpasses understanding. God hugs you. You are encircled by the arms of the mystery of God. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Amen.